About 50 hockey players from Georgina Island First Nation, Beausoleil First Nation and Rama First Nation are at the Minjikaning Arena Sports Key, Mask, today for the Chippewa Tri-Council Hockey Day Tournament. The tournament is renewing an old tradition of playing hockey with and against surrounding communities, explains Rama Chief Ted Williams. "We haven't done this in many years," he said. "We began talking about this 2 months ago and said, why don't we get together?" There are members of each community on four teams, which Williams hopes will create new friendships. "We want them to interact with each other. It's all about building relationships because we are all interrelated," he said. Each team is guaranteed 3 games during the one-day tournament. "We hope we will have a larger audience come in to watch later on," Williams said. "We want everybody to enjoy each other's company and some competitive hockey." Each community made a financial contribution to cover the various costs associated with the tournament. "There is no cost to players. We have a couple of 16-year-olds playing today," Williams said. "One guy out there is 58 and he's playing with his son, a council member for Georgina Island. It's pretty cool seeing the connections." Nevaeh Marsden-Nudik, from Christian Island, has enjoyed playing with people from other communities. "It's been a lot of fun," she said. "I've enjoyed getting to know other people." Nudik, 16, says she was a little nervous before the tournament. "I almost backed out," she said. "I pulled through and I'm glad I did." She hopes her team will make it to the championship game, which is set for 5 p.m. "That's the goal," she said. "The biggest thing is that we are together. That's what it's all about." Daniel Anderson, from Rama, says he's made some new friends through the tournament. "I think it allows people to get to know each other and meet new people," he said. "It's kind of how it should be." Anderson, 35, hopes the hockey tournament will become an annual event. "I think we should do the same sort of things with softball and the powwow," he said. "I think getting together to stay in touch is important." He says the tournament is more fun than it is competitive. "Obviously, with the nature of the game, it will get a little competitive," he said. "I don't think there will be any penalties, though." He has no expectations for the championship game. "Anything can happen," he said. "That's why you play the game. Maybe we will get lucky."